We shall turn your attention to the 100 Psalms. The 100 Psalms has already been read in your hearing, and as we share in this great word of God once again, the Bible reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." The 107th Psalms. Verses 1 and 2 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Amen. This morning, supporting those scriptures, if you will, turn to 1 Peter 3. Verses 13 through 15 reads as thus. "And who is he that will harm you, if you be followers of that which is good? But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought this morning. There's always a reason to give thanks. There's always a reason to give thanks.
A little bit more room, because I got one more that's coming. I don't know when, but I'm coming. I don't know what day I'm coming, but I got to get there. Anybody trying to get to heaven in this house? Anybody really trying to get to heaven? Anybody sending up timber right now, hoping that one day you'll hear him say, "Well done"? See, it's not all about what you're doing down here on the earth. It's about what you're doing down on the inside of your heart and what you're trying to do to get to glory this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the men this morning for how they're allowing the Lord to use them. Hallelujah. Tell the angels I'm on my way. Hallelujah. Somebody said that the Lord has angels that are always watching over us through the day and through the night. And so that lets me know that some of the angels already know that you're trying to get there. Some of the angels are helping you pave the way, for every time a stumbling block get in your way and you almost give up, that angel picks you up and lift you up over that stumbling block and let you know it's still going to be all right. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Every now and then when you know that you're on your way and you're pressing your way toward the mark and you're running to something, but you just don't stop, you realize that you got something behind you that sort of keep on pushing you and telling you, go ahead anyhow. Anybody got an anyhow praise? Anybody know that I'm going on to heaven anyhow? That don't matter what nobody think about you, no matter what nobody try to do to hinder you, I got your mind made up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you in the house. Hallelujah. 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 I arrived at this message this morning simply because it kept ringing into my mind and into my brain that the Lord is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And the more I thought about that, the more I thought about that, and I was pondering and wondering, Lord, what would you have me to say to the people of God concerning Thanksgiving? And the only thing that kept on picking at me and praying in my heart was, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And the more I thought about that, I started to think, well, how can I word that? And the best thing that I could come up with is that there's always a reason to give thanks. If nothing else, for the mere simple fact, and I'm going to say a whole lot more, but basically all I'm saying to you this morning, if nothing else but just the mere fact that God is good, that's enough at all times to give him thanks. Now, I'm going to say a whole lot more to try to make you understand that, but that's all I'm saying this morning. And those of you that heard that and understand that, you already got the message that God sent you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. But you know, you got to do it the way God wants it to be done. It's Thanksgiving. You've been eating turkey, you've been eating leftovers, and you've been full and miserable and happy. Anybody was happy on Thanksgiving? You know, I don't know about you, but food excites me. I get excited when I see good food. You ever seen so much food that it take your appetite? You be so hungry and all of a sudden you're not quite as hungry as you thought you were. But because you see things that you like and it's so enticing to the eye, when you go and you look at that buffet of that feast and you began to just get a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this. And before you know it, you got a big giant hungry man plate. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You know, I said a hungry man plate, but I know some girls and some women that can eat a whole lot more than what I eat. You know what I'm talking about. They'll pile it on. You look at that plate and say, oh, Lord, she gonna eat all that? It's Thanksgiving. Say, forget about putting on some pounds. I'll wait to January because it's holiday time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Turkey don't have a chance around me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God. I thank God for just allowing us to be in a place and living in a time when we can say and we can thank God that we have occasions where not only do we have something to eat, but we get a chance to indulge on a feast. Because there are people that don't even know what a turkey, they may have heard about a turkey, but they never seen a turkey on a platter. There are people that have never had cranberry sauce. There are people that never get the luxuries of life that we enjoy. And we sit around like we are so uppity and we are all of that because we got this and we got that. And I got my own mind and can't nobody tell me this. But you better recognize where you come from. You come from the dust of the ground, and God himself breathed his breath into your nostrils and made you a living soul. And because of the Lord, you got what you got. When you get an opportunity to see that there are those that are less fortunate than you are, and you don't have to go across the world to see it, you can look in your back door. There's somebody walking up and down the streets of Dixon Street that didn't get a chance to have a feast like you got. And some of you had leftovers, some of you had a whole lot that you just threw away that you could have given to somebody. And then there are a lot of folks that don't have because they don't ask. They don't have because they don't work. They don't have because they're too proud. But the Bible that I read said that the Lord has cattle upon 1,000 hills, so he tells me that he can feed his very own. And when you run out of meat, he says, I am the bread of life. Don't you know you can eat of the bread of life and you can get just as full as you need to get. And God will fill you to a point where you begin to be appreciative of the things that God is doing in your life. As we have come into this holy sanctuary this morning to worship him in spirit and in truth, and as we focus on the message that God's word is trying to convey to us. The very message that I just declared to you is that there is always a reason to give thanks. We need to be thankful even on a rainy day. As much as we love the sunshine, we always still got to have some rain. We're in what our world system accepts to be the holiday season. For from Thanksgiving till Christmas, it's the holiday. We accept it to be the holiday. All around the world, it's the holiday. And we do things to prepare ourselves. We began eating on Thanksgiving. We began celebrating the day after Thanksgiving, getting prepared for the Christmas holiday. We began our Christmas shopping. We eat all of the leftovers, and we find ourselves just being grateful for the things that God has done. It's an American holiday that we call Thanksgiving, when family and friends get together and indulge on a holiday feast. And I thank God. I thank God for the things that He's allowed us to have. What we celebrate and know of Thanksgiving, which we observe on the fourth Thursday of November. As history reads, as far back as 1621, English Americans known as pilgrims that traveled from England to the new land. At a time that was cold and very difficult, and it was a time where they were in a place that was different. Even though it was a new land, even though they thought that they were going to a better place, they didn't know how to really make ends meet in this new land. It was too cold. They didn't know how they were going to survive, and many of them died because they didn't know how to have food. They didn't know what they needed to do, but there was somebody already there on the land. I'm going to call them Indians because I can't pronounce the name of these Indians. And I'm not going to embarrass myself trying to say it. But when I was in school, they said Indians. They didn't give me the official name, and they're still Indians. But the Indian was already there on the land. They knew what it was to make preparations for when it got cold. They knew how to get out there and to plant. And at harvest time, they would have something. They knew how, even with their bare hands, to go out and to get game and to hunt and to get meat. And so they knew how to survive. And you know, sometimes we find it very difficult to interact with different nationalities of people or different people because their cultures are different and they do things in a different way. They prepare their foods in a different way. So we sort of shun ourselves away from that. But think, if you're in a new land where you know not how to make your ends meet, you are glad to know that there's somebody that will humble themselves and will come and teach you how to plant a seed and teach you that if you cultivate the land and if you put a seed down in there, when the Lord brings the water and brings the increase, then there's going to come a time that there's going to be harvest time. And at harvest time, everybody can come together and we can take those potatoes and we can take that corn and make it stretch out and it'll feed a whole lot of folks. So it's time for Thanksgiving holiday, and you can take your little bit and I take my little bit, and when we put it all together, we got a feast. I might not be able this morning to buy the whole feast all by myself. But how many of you got families that you bring something and she brings something and he brings something, and all of a sudden the buffet table is fine. It's full of food. Nobody's hurting until after dinner. But we find ourselves when we see a whole lot there, we're going to eat more than we're supposed to eat. And how many of you say, well, I'm not going to eat nothing this morning. I'm saving myself till Thanksgiving. I'm saving myself to the dinner this evening because I want to have all the room I can have. Anybody in here did that? Or you might as well be real. You might as well be real. God already know what you ate and how much you ate and how many times you went back. But it is a wonderful thing. It is a blessing. It is a time of Thanksgiving. It's a time to be appreciative of the things that we have. When we look at this time, way back in 1621, the people of God, even though they were of different nationalities, knew how to come together and work together. I'll take what I know and you take what you know. And when we put it together, then we can have a working system where everybody can come out on top. And that's what we got to learn as church people, as brothers and sisters in Christ. We got to learn how to put our forces together. The strong bearing the infirmities of the weak don't necessarily mean that you're taking all of your money, taking care of somebody else. It may be just that you're strong in faith. And if you're strong in faith, I want you praying for me. I want you down on those bending knees, talking to the Lord thy God and saying, Lord, I may not have silver and gold, but such as I have, I got a praying spirit. I got a powerful connection with God. And I'm going to talk to God for my sister. I'm going to talk to God for my brothers back here, that they'll stay together and lift up the name of Jesus, because somebody's always going to throw some stones. Somebody's always going to criticize. Somebody's always going to pull it apart. But as long as you know from down on the inside that all that I do to the glory of God. The Bible saying all things. seen, do it to the glory of God. And if you can't do it to the glory, let it alone. See, you can't do it to the glory when you're sneaking in the dark. You can't do it in the glory when you're hiding under everything. But when you come out in the light, those things you don't mind giving God the glory and the praise. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. See, I thank God this morning that he allowed me another opportunity to stand in Falls Chapel Baptist Church after Thanksgiving. And I didn't get none of Miss Pearl dressing on Thursday. Woo! But the Lord made a way anyhow. He let me know you don't have to have my prayer dressing to survive. I got some dressing from down in the kitchen that I'll give you. May not taste the same, but it had the same results. I got full. We got some folk that shun good food because we don't understand. And I have to say, I'm included sometimes. There's some things that I'm not going to try, but I thank God that I've grown that there's some things that I go ahead and try. Whew. Every now and then you have to have a firm stance and no, I don't want none of that. But just to keep from hurting those that you love. How many of you in here have ever tried something that you didn't know whether you were going to like it or not, but because somebody that loved you and had prepared it for you, say, just try just a little bit of it. You know how it is. They feel good about it. They know how it tastes. They say just a little bit of it. Just taste it. But every now and then, out of love, ooh, glory. But you know, the thing is, we ought to be thankful that we have the audacity to be like that. Because there are some folk that are so hungry. There are some folk that are so needy to where they can't be so choosy. And anything that somebody laid there, if it looked like it's good food, they're going to eat it anyhow because they realize that this might be all that I get. So let me say something on a serious note. Be thankful this morning for everything that the Lord allowed you to partake of. For there's somebody, as you get full, there's somebody that's still there with hunger pains. Those of you that know what it is, you know how it is to be in a quiet room and you done got so hungry that your stomach started telling everybody you need a little something to eat. And you began to feel embarrassed because you want some noise from somewhere. You don't want nobody to hear that ground and that groaning that's coming down from on the inside. Have you ever realized how your inside can get so loud like that? There's a microphone down in there that lets everybody know. Seems like just when you get to your quietest moment, all of a sudden, you try to look around and think that it's not you. But you know it's you. But you can have some of those same folk that can sit down and still have the audacity to shun and push away some good food. When I began to think about my upbringing, I can't help but thank God for everything that he allowed me to experience. As I sat there at a beautiful table eating a fine dinner, I was sitting with a group of people that knew what it was to live the same way where I come from. And we began to think and we began to reminisce and talk about, you know, this is some good food, but do you remember back when supper was molasses and a little butter to make it brown, light brown? And some biscuits and some fat back, and that was supper. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? See, I don't care where God allows you to go. Don't never forget where you come from. You may not have even liked molasses, but you learned to like them. You may not like soup, but you learned to like soup. Now, as a child, I didn't like vegetable soup. I didn't like to see one pot on the stove. One pot meant soup. But I learned how to pick out the okra. I didn't like okra, but I learned that I was going to have to eat something, so I eat as much of the broth as I could eat. But you know, broth won't keep you long. Now I can eat soup with okra. Some more, you know what I'm talking about. God has a way of making you realize when you got to buy things for yourself. And then you just grow up, you know, when you're a child, when you're a child, you just don't know no better. But as you began to get older, you learn how to appreciate everything that your mother and your daddy or whoever provided for you did for you. Because there are some folk didn't know what it was to have a Thanksgiving dinner. But I thank God that we're able in this house of worship to say that everybody is somebody. And we may not all have the same thing, but I thank God that we can all relate to some of the same things. None of us were born on a silver platter. None of us have been fed by a golden spoon. But all of us know what it is to have a little bit and to make it stretch out to a lot. All of us know what it is to sit around the dinner table and somebody thank the Lord for the bread that I'm about to eat. Thank the Lord for all that he is doing in my life. Anybody in here glad from whence they come from? Anybody appreciate what you got now because you realize that you didn't have it a long time ago? Anybody glad that they can give to their children things that they weren't able to have for themselves? You ought to thank the Lord for where God has brought us from because God has brought us a mighty long way. There was a time when we didn't hardly have nothing, but I thank the Lord for what little bit I did have. I remember we were sitting there at the table, and I thank God that I realized where I come from. But there was a time when I didn't even have decent shoes to wear to school. I remember a time when I was laying there, and I was in a play, and I laid down on the floor and realized I got a hole in the bottom of my shoe. And I put my knee up to make sure that didn't nobody see it because I was ashamed of the hole. But you ought to be glad that you got 2 feet to put a shoe on this morning. You ought to be glad that you're able this morning to walk around on 2 legs. You better learn how to thank God for what he's done in your life. We glorify ourselves about this, that, and material things. But when I look over what God has done in my life, I get a thank God spirit down on the inside. When I look back over my life, I didn't have it that hard and I didn't have it that good. But that was because somebody made a way out of no way. I had a good mama that worked her fingers to the bone, worked 2 jobs sometimes to make sure I had clothes to go on my back, to have shoes to go on my feet. So I got a reason to tell God thank you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Somebody ought to tell God thank you. We got so much to be thankful for. And I want to glorify my God. I come to give an expression of thanksgiving. I come to let the Lord know that I thank God for all that he's done. When I look in the word of God, the Bible said that David said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Don't sit around like God hadn't did nothing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Enter into the sanctuary with a praise on your lip. Did anybody come to tell him thank you? I know Thanksgiving is gone, but every day is a day of thanksgiving. And I come to thank God today, for the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy endured forever. Anybody know God to be good? Say yeah. Anybody know God is on your side? Say yeah. The Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. I thank God for his mercy. For the Bible says, for grace are you saved, not by any merits of your own, but by the mercy of God. I've been saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, filled with fire. I'm glad that I got something to thank God for. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Open up your mouth. Tell the Lord, thank you. Appreciate what God is doing in your life. Know that God is on your side. And if somebody asks you, why do you serve the Lord like you do? You ought to always have the reason to tell God thank you. You ought to have an answer. I don't have to justify how I got my salvation, but I can tell you that Jesus is mine. I can tell you that he feeds me when I get hungry. I can tell you he's my doctor that never lost a case. I can tell you that way back when I didn't know him like I know him now, he held me in his arm. He rocked me, pulled me up in his bosom, let me know everything was gonna be all right. I tell you this morning, I feel like praising him. For in my mind, in my heart, I know, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that again. Because maybe somebody don't know. But the Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is. That's a little bit better. I'm going to try this again. Because when I got up this morning, I didn't get up by myself. The Lord my God reached out, touched my body, made the blood move in my veins. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, for the Lord is. I felt something that time. The Lord is. 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 Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's always a reason to give thanks. Why? Why? Because he is. Woo! He is. Oh, Lord have mercy. I got some believers in the house. I got somebody that are thankful for the things that God is doing in your life. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, because he's going to feed you, he's going to take care of you, and in these hard times, God is going to be with you. We done went from almost $5 gas to less than $2. The Lord is. Where I was paying $70 to fill up, I can fill up for about 25 or 30. The Lord is. Woo! That same little boy that grew up with holes in the bottom of his shoes, the Lord blessed me. And I'm not boasting, but I'm just being thankful. Because you know Lex is small anyway. And y'all already know anyhow. I've been to the Cayman Islands. I've been to Jamaica. Because the Lord is. Woo! Yesterday, when it was time to come home, the weatherman said, it's going to be 80 today, but it was time to come back home. Ooh. But something on the inside that gave me good common sense to know that you got to get back on the battlefield and do what thus said the Lord. Because the God made you go and God let you come back. So it's time to praise him, to give him thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is. Amen. The Lord is. He's good. And his mercy endureth forever. When you get tired, God still got mercy. You get stressed out. You get in a position where you're almost ready to give up. Lost in despair. But somewhere that small, still voice sneaks up in your spirit and reminds you that I'm the Lord. I change not. I can do anything. And I want you to give me praise. Glorify my name. If you've been redeemed, you ought to say so. If the Lord done something for you, you ought to say so. I done told you where I've been and how good the Lord has been to me. But if God has done anything for you, and you know it wasn't nobody but God, you ought to give him the praise, because there's always a reason to give thanks. Hallelujah, Jesus. Always. Even in death, in sickness, in heartache and despair, he's still worthy of the praises. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me. When we enter into his gates, we ought to enter with a thanksgiving spirit, being thankful for another day's journey. It could have been the other way, but God allowed us to get up this morning. And for that, I tell him, thank you. Oh, I love the Lord with all of my heart. And you know, that's what David realized. At this point in David's life, he realized that God was a merciful God. I got excited and I missed a couple of my points there. But you remember back in Psalms 51, when David felt bad about the other part of his life, and he said, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Wash me. Cleanse me. Help me to get rid of my sin. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And when God restores your joy, that's when your redemption steps in. And the redeemed of the Lord, they will say so. They will say, just as you have responded with me this morning, that the Lord, he is good. No one, no prayer can deny that fact. For even an unbeliever, if they really know anything about the Lord, they have to admit that he is good. You know, we used to say God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. So if God is good all the time, there's no in between there when he differentiates, or where there's a difference in the way that he's going to deal with you, bless you, or wait on you. Be still and let God be God. And one more verse that I'll say to you this morning. Just in case you ate too much turkey, too many greens, and that side of chitlins that Marlene didn't save for me. If you got a little room for dessert, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. If you hadn't tasted of Jesus, I invite you to taste of him this morning. For he is a sweet spirit that's sweeter than a honey in a rock. The sweetest honey that you can get out of a honeycomb is not sweeter than my Jesus. Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. You see, I found out that they can say any and everything that they want to, that he didn't rise, that he didn't do this, that, or the other. But I believe in the depths of my heart that Jesus died on that Friday. And when he went to the grave, he took all of my unrighteousness, all of my iniquities. He took them down in the grave with him. And then on that Sunday morning, my brother, my God got up out the grave and he stood victorious. Saying, I'm Lord of lords. I'm sitting at the right hand of the Father, and I'm just waiting on you. Be not discouraged. Let not your heart be troubled. For if you believe in me, believe in my Father whom I sit beside. For I've prepared a place for you. And if I come again, I'll draw you unto myself. To where they are, I shall be also. And the Lord said, come on in. Sit at the welcome table. Eat some milk and honey. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Anybody want to say yes to the Lord this morning? Anybody want to say yes to the Spirit of God this morning? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know what? I feel so good right now. All in my heart. I want to shut up and I just can't. When I think, see, sometimes we really forget where we come from. But how many of you thank God for your past? How many of you thank God that you got a history? How many of you thank God that you know what it is not to have everything but to work hard for what you want in life? How many of you know that even though doors have been closed in your face, you had a mind and a heart to say, I'm going to make it anyhow? How many of you have ever been heartbroken and you felt like nobody loved you, but God stepped right in and he grabbed you with all of his love and said, I love you. I love you. And as long as you're in my hand, no man can pluck you out. See, I thank God now. I'm in God's hand. And when you're in God's hand, you can hold your head up. You can hold your head up. And if anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Just tell them this for me. Tell them I'm saved. I'm not perfect, but I'm sanctified to do a job for the Lord. I got my mind on Jesus. And my mind is to get to heaven one day. I tasted him, and he was good. And you know what I love about Jesus? When I eat a Jesus, I don't mind eating leftovers. Because it's better the next day than it was yesterday. You know, Jesus have a way of marinating. And it just gets better and better. Every time I think about, look at what God is doing. And I'll say for me, but let me change that. Look what God's doing for us. I'm looking at a blessed people that got more than we've ever had in our lives. When we look at our sanctuary and we look at all of the equipment God has allowed us to achieve on this side, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And you know what, Fellowship? I found out that God is not through with us yet. Don't get discouraged. Don't be in dismay, because God can take a little and stretch it out to a lot. And when you are in favor with God, see, that's where the difference comes. You talk about the choirs, these wonderful musicians we have, they are under the anointing of God. They don't have anything to boast about. Everything that they do, every flicker on that guitar string come from the anointing of God. No professional training, but they sound just as good as they sang those songs I told you that. I said, they got the music going right today too. Under the anointing of God. This woman of God never had formal training, but can play anywhere for anybody. And I wouldn't be ashamed to put on anybody's organ, because she's anointed under the power of God. A body that's been going through all types of trials and tribulations, but still the power of the anointing still has to come forth. Arthritis and all other sorts of things, but the anointing still comes forth.
a broken heart, but the anointing still comes forth. And I thank God this morning for the anointing. There's always a reason to give thanks. Thanksgiving is just what it is, a time to give God thanks for the things that he has done. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth to all generations. So your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, the great-great-great-grandchildren that if the world be around, you might not be around, but the same God that I'm talking about this morning, he will still be good, and his mercy will still endure.
God has,
is there one this morning
smiled on
that
me
want to taste of the Spirit of God? Come
free
unto me, all ye that burden and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.